This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. West Nile virus is showing up in more Colorado counties. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Boulder County says mosquitoes there have tested positive for West Nile virus for the first time this season. The positive mosquitoes were collected from a Longmont trap about a week ago. It hasn't yet been identified in any other parts of the county thus far. Weld County recently reported its first human case of the virus this year. Last year was the state's worst for West Nile virus in about 20 years, with more than 60 people hospitalized and 50 deaths. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is ramping up testing for the bird flu virus in milk. 45 dairy herds have tested positive and had to be quarantined. The state veterinarian has ordered all licensed dairy cow farms to submit samples weekly for testing by the state health department. Kay Russo is a veterinarian with RSM Consulting.
I imagine Colorado's taking a more proactive standpoint based on the recent detection of human cases.
Colorado has recorded a half dozen cases in humans, mostly in poultry workers. At least one other case is awaiting confirmation. State officials say automated tow lane enforcement appears to be working. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Last year, the state activated enforcement cameras on toll lanes on I-25 north of Denver, C-470, and I-70 in the mountains. The cameras target drivers weaving in and out of those express lanes. Tim Hoover with CDOT says they initially caught more than 5,000 violators a day, but that soon dropped significantly.
By 75% since enforcement started, and now we see that it's gone down even further. It's now down 80%, which is absolutely amazing.
Hoover hopes that will translate into steep drops in crashes, injuries, and deaths, too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Just ahead on Morning Edition, another day and another state for now presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Yesterday was Milwaukee. Today it's Indianapolis as her campaign is picking up speed. This is CPR News.